Are you with the shits? Because they are straight out of the Bronx. It's Heidi and Lexi. And you are now tuned into Ladies Pitch. Here's your host, Heidi Baby, and Lexi, the motherfucking savage.
Show me the meaning of being lonely. Welcome to another episode of the Ladies Bitch Podcast. What's going on, guys? Your favorite mommy, Heidi Baby. And I'm gonna just tell you right now that y'all gonna introduce yourselves because I am not in the mental capacity to introduce anyone right now. We're gonna start to my right.
It's Dory. Hi. Dory is so mellow right now.
Hi, Dory. How are you? Everyone's free.
No. It's mellow, Dory. So oh, it should be like Dory. A soothing kind of noise.
I don't got that feel, but I guarantee you that for the next one, we'll do this for you. Dory's in the building. And making his triumphant return. Standing at a whopping 5'6".
So that was a whopping. I don't ever want to hear that.
89 pounds wet.
90 if I got some coins in my pocket. This is the Durag Daddy, emphasis on all the D's, also known as the BBW Ambassador.
Emphasis on that ass. What the fuck is going on, my people?
What up?
Durag, how does it feel being back on the pitch of the ladies?
Oh, man. Fantastic. It's fantastic. Love being surrounded by the ladies.
Oh, of course. Me too. Dory.
Yeah.
As she's, you know, Dory's multitasking skills are on 1,000. Like, she's got the mic on her left hand. She's eating ice cream with the right.
Facts.
Like, this is crazy. How you doing, boo?
I'm good. This ice cream is good.
What do you want to tell listeners what kind of ice cream you're eating?
It's chocolate ice cream, but it has Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal in it. And marshmallows.
That's
like
some
mini marshmallow.
Gang.
Fuck you.
That's some no,
but it's good.
I'm fat too. What you mean?
And I like fat bitches. So we all.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe. Don't worry about
it. What were you gonna say?
No, my dear, I was asking you how was your week? How was your day?
So today, I got to bartend.
Yes.
For the very first time ever in my entire life.
Okay.
How was that?
How was that?
So, it's very, like, it's fun, but it's very busy.
And that's, so we went to support her. We went to support, mm-hmm. We went to the bar, we had drinks. We had some banging ass wings at the bar.
Rooting her on.
Yeah, and, well, for the most part, it was busy, but it wasn't that busy. So you can get a pretty much feel of how it would be if it was to be like
St. Patty's Day.
Like St. Patty's Day, yeah. Or even like a night when there's like a sports game, a big sports game or a pay-per-view event on. Okay. For the most part.
Well, I don't know. I'll tell you this. I learned. I don't know. Think about it this way. Have you ever, like, at any point in your life kind of glorified bartenders? Like, damn, I wish I was a bartender. I would just be having fun every night or whatever.
Right, but it wouldn't be per se because of the job of serving drinks, making a serving drink. It was more for the nightlife.
Right, the environment.
Mm-hmm, the environment. The music, because I like music. I do like to drink. I like the vibe.
Right.
So, yeah, the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. So,
well,
but I also admire strippers as well for the same reason. So.
Sheesh.
Oh, well, strippers are.
Listen, I like them too.
Damn, I like them strippers.
Sheesh.
Okay, so you've always wanted to, or you've always thought, and or about what it would be like to be a bartender.
Right. Like, I always thought it was going to be, like, so fun. Because, yeah, you're working, but it's, like, funner. But I say that because I was really tired by the end of this first shift. And it wasn't as fun because, you know, you're busy, you're working, you're moving. What was that last thing I said?
Nigga, you thought you was about to be working at Starlets or something?
No.
She thought it was going to be Magic City in that bitch. No. But also taking consideration the fact that you have been doing a lot of running around all day. So it was not like you were resting before you actually went and started working.
Oh, that's true.
You were running around since all day doing shit with the kids and going out and then, you know. So that on top of having to go to work without resting in between, you felt it even more. So
shout out to the ladies
and with no sleep
that got kids and do they thing, shake and bake solo.
For real.
That's tough. So shout out to y'all. Y'all do y'all thing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Are we gonna get into the possible? And I say this possible allegedly. Because we don't have any concrete evidence. The possible encounter we had with the serial killer at the bar tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
Dahmer Jr.?
Baby Dahmer?
Dahmer Jr.
That man, he definitely got a couple of bodies on his belt.
And probably in the bag that he was carrying.
Yes, I saw the picture you took of him.
Right at it.
Let's tell the listeners about Baby Dahmer.
Right. All right, let's walk away first. Before we do that, let's intro how he...
Right, because he talked to you guys first.
Okay, yeah. So he came... All right, so Mr. Dahmer was sitting the opposite side of the bar. Yeah, at the end of the bar, opposite from us, right? Across from us. So he came over. I didn't even... You know what's crazy? That as observant as I am, I didn't peep him at the bar before he came and started talking to us.
Yeah, I didn't see him either.
Yeah, me
either. Like, he was drinking out of one of the fancy glasses, but it looked like he was just drinking ice water.
So he got a...
Right there. You in a bar. Right,
you had a bar drinking. You got a coyote ugly him. You don't order no water at this bar.
Nah, you go to the bathroom, drink out the faucet if you want some water.
Damn.
You don't drink no water at the bar.
You have the ashtray, right?
He came over to where we were at. He started talking to homegirl, right? To our homegirl first.
Mm-hmm.
What did he ask her? Does anybody know?
I don't remember what he asked. I didn't hear what he asked her.
But I didn't hear what he asked her. What he asked homegirl first.
I don't know what he asked her.
But he said, we don't know how the conversation started. Let's just say that much. But then he ended up
complimenting her wardrobe and, you know, the hat and shit, and try to walk his way through trying to, you know, get into, you know what I mean? Into some cheeks.
Into a little icebreaker, yeah.
Into some cheeks.
He was taking the baby steps into eventually reaching the end goal, was getting some cheeks or breaking some bones and dismembering some bodies. Anyway.
Putting them in the duffel bag that he had in the bar. That's a red flag right there, too. Yeah. My man had a whole duffel bag in the bar.
But check this out. He ended up telling Dory that he was actually stuck in the city. In the city of Bridgeport, and that because of his car, right? He needed some help with his car. He had somebody coming. Now, maybe I watched too much true crime.
Believe facts.
But I'm
gonna
tell you what I feel he was trying to do.
I don't believe it.
Saying the whole breaking of the car, something was wrong with his car. He was trying to get somebody back to the car.
Facts.
Because he got a thing in the car.
That. Yes.
So that he could get you where he want to get you, which is back to the crib.
And ultimately.
Yeah.
To the barrel in the corner.
Somewhere.
And eventually have your brains in a frying pan by the end of the night. Facts. That's what I feel like.
And your thigh in the refrigerator. Yeah. For later.
And the foot in the deep freezer in the garage. Like, that type of shit.
He was definitely giving off.
Nah, he was giving serial killer vibes. Yeah. So we told Dory, because it was her first day, we were like, yo.
Remember that face,
just in case. You know what I'm saying? So Dory was able to, like, snap a little picture of him. And the creepy part is in both pictures, he's looking directly at the camera.
Look up, Marlon, say cheese.
Yeah, like, ugh.
He's looking that, yo, creepy ass.
And it wasn't even like, it wasn't obvious that I was taking a picture. It looked like I was texting.
Yeah, you look like you were texting on your phone.
Point blank is the fact that he was looking dead at your phone while you was texting and said cheese.
So once he told us that story and he stood there lingering for a little bit, he went back to his seat and he was looking so, I was peeping him the whole time.
I saw you.
He was looking super anxious. He kept looking towards the door, looking back at us, looking at the door. He was like moving around. He couldn't stay still, fidgeting his hands. He kept going like this with like clenching his fists and then unclenching. Like he was super anxious. So he was either on something.
He was on the prowl. That's what he was on. He was on the prowl.
He was on something and he was just looking for like someone that is in a vulnerable position where he could slide in and take advantage. But he was definitely like bad energy from that man. For sure. But we was on it. We was on it. Then he came back and tried to talk to another girl, right?
Yeah.
And Durag was like, nah.
I hate to be a cock blocker. That was crazy. Flickering of the light. But
I think.
Anyway, so the.
Yeah, I'm like.
The flickering. I'm fucked up. The flickering of the light. Nigga.
We got flickering lights on this end.
To the shorty or whatever. I was like, I hate to be like a cock blocker in those type of situations. Because I've been the dude on the bar trying to, you know, I mean, take something down at the end of the night type of shit. But, you know, not on Dharma time, but, but needless to say, I was trying to, you know, do what I had to do. So, but the way he was giving off the energy, how, like, Haiti saying he was anxious and fidgety. And,
yeah, his body language, and, his vibe, everything was
off. It was just like, and prior to that, like, let me walk that to, like, prior to that, he was just standing behind us.
Yeah.
Nobody in his vicinity. It was just us behind us, and he's just, like, being, like, creepy a little bit or whatever. And I ain't like the energy, so I shifted. You know what I mean? I turned my body towards him, and I gave him, you know.
What's up? He gave him the New York head nod. What's good?
Word. You know, yo, the people that's privy to who Durag Daddy is, like, knows when he's giving the stare. So I gave him the look. And this dude did not budge for, like.
He was giving you eye contact back?
My man stared me in my eye like he was. I was about to be the next victim.
He said, oh, he's skinny to take down. He's skinny enough to take down.
This nigga look like a little snack.
He's a little appetizer, but so I could take him down.
And I kept looking and looking and looking until I saw that he was uncomfortable that I was looking. Like, I was in his face.
I heard what you told him, oh, you good?
And then that's when I was like, yo, you good? And then that's when he turned around and he saw the Morena walking. The Morena is a black girl for the people that don't speak Spanish. You know what I mean? He saw her walking with her drink that Dory made for the first time. Hey, shout out to Dory for
her slutty schoolgirl drink.
Slutty drink.
Oh, no, that wasn't.
No, it was a blue one. It was.
I made her a blue one, but yeah. I made a drink, guys.
She made a drink, guys. So, yeah. After that, after I said, you good, and, like, he saw my energy, like, all right, this dude is probably going to give me a hard time type of shit or whatever. That's when he shifted his energy to the shorty and
was trying to holler at her.
Yeah, and that's when I cock blocked. You know what I mean? I went behind his back, and I showed shorty, like, you know what I mean? I gave the negative, don't do that.
Cut it out.
You know what I mean?
Like, out.
That's not something you want to do. And mm-hmm. By the time I doubled back, shorty went up the stairs and he was gone.
Well, he saw you doing that.
I don't give a fuck. I wanted
you
to.
You saved a life.
I actually wanted to grab him, but y'all kept telling me no.
Yeah, I was like, yo, just chill, play it cool, because you don't know in the situation what that person got. Nobody's getting pat down for they going there. You don't know what person got on them. You know what I'm saying?
You got the jump sometimes on them, though.
I know,
when you got the jump on them, it's easier to, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, you was right. So I mean, you walked me out of that, and yeah. And we did it the right way. And he definitely got up out of there. He knew we was aware.
And even when he was leaving, when he got up and he was walking out, me and Dory were like, "Yo." He kept looking back to see if like somebody was coming behind. So like, I don't know. It was weird.
With his duffel bags.
He had some hold bags. Hold on.
If you in a car and your car break down.
No.
Why are you dragging that your wasn't duffel it. Bags?
That wasn't it. He locked himself out of his car.
With the duffel bags on the outside.
Well, I mean, I guess.
It's possible.
He was tight. Them duffel bags were empty.
They ain't look too empty, though. I saw the bag.
He said they ain't look too empty.
They ain't look too empty.
What do you think that could have been in there?
A torso?
A chainsaw?
a torso?
Like, why that's always the thing that they go for, like that they find, right? It's very rare that they find a limb. It's always like the torso. What is it about the torso that serial killers like so much?
That's the point of the whole. It's so that they don't get identified. So it takes longer to identify them
when it's just a torso. Yeah, there's no limbs or
no dentures. There's no arms, no fingerprints.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
This is becoming a true crime.
I could be a serial killer.
This is becoming a true crime episode.
They got nipple meat, though. They could just slice the nipple, throw that shit in the magnifying glass.
You're going to be hard to identify either way, man.
I see CSI. I see how they do it.
They ain't going to know whether that's a 12-year-old boy or a 30-year-old man. They're going to be like, I don't know. That look like an 8-year-old chest, but I'm not too sure.
You got slapped in the nipple again.
Yeah. Let's re-examine this person. We don't know the John Doe, but yeah, man, it was a good night. Dory, you did good. You looked great. You were a natural. You looked comfortable behind the bar. You really didn't give newbie vibes.
You didn't.
Really?
No, you didn't. Yo. Oh, my
you walked
God,
in
bro.
And you remember somebody that you seen prior to
not even working, just hanging out at the bar.
And that was that right there said a lot about what you can do. And
he looked impressed.
And he looked
impressed. And he looked like he liked you, yeah.
And
like
he smiles when you said it.
Nah, it was a smile.
It was a smile. You saw it, right?
Wait, what?
Nigga, once you said, oh, you was here, however many, whatever ago, like, his frown turned upside down.
Whatever problem he went in there with, facts, disappeared immediately.
You made him feel better just because he felt seen.
Now, what about Amazon, though?
Amazon was going crazy.
Amazon was trying to hustle people there at the pool table. And he was just so arrogant, yo. It was like that type of arrogance that you just want to get in and whatever he says and get down in his ass.
Yeah, he really was. He was an arrogant motherfucker. That's why that's why I told you from the beginning. I was like, that's the wolf.
Yeah.
That's the wolf.
Bro, my leg was shaking like, yo. Yeah. I wanted to say something.
For real,
I wanted to
though.
Say something so bad to him. Like, when he kept saying, and he was telling you, oh, yeah, hola. Like, he was saying, like, speaking Spanish.
Trying to speak Spanish for some reason.
Why do I hate when people, English. Like, to you. Mm-hmm. I hate when people
Amazon?
Do that.
Yeah.
He kept trying to speak Spanish to you, like, to get to your attention, to get him a drink. Mm-hmm. But he kept saying, oh, yeah, hola. Like,
and what bothered me, too, is he would ask for whatever he wanted to ask for, but he wouldn't say please afterwards. So it was like,
he would never say you're, or thank you.
Or thank you. And
yeah,
it's
he
like,
was an arrogant son of a bitch.
And it's like, one, you're being disrespectful because, like, one, you don't, if you are Spanish, you don't come across as Spanish. And it sounds like you're making a mockery.
That's exactly what it sounded. He wanted, like, he was being a dick on purpose.
He was being a fucking asshole. On top of you being an asshole, you could be a nice asshole. You could say please and thank you while being an asshole.
And he didn't know mannerism,
and his mannerisms wasn't.
And then he was talking about how he was talking about how he was gonna leave out of there.
Word.
He said that like 20 minutes before, But then still came back in and was trying to hustle
people who don't want to put money up. So why you over here talking so much shit in the bar?
Yo, he was so annoying. Then he was like, yeah, I'm going to leave out of here. I'm going to go to this other spot and get me some totin. First of all, when people really going to get some ass, they don't make an announcement about that they about to go get some ass.
That's true. No, and then he said, I think I got some toting outside before I get to the toting that's waiting for me.
Yeah, word. You know, he said he's going to go to another spot to get some, to look for some toting before he goes get some toting. I'm like, you hustling backwards, my brother. Like, that don't even make no sense. Like, go to the sure thing.
Right. Right.
He ain't have no toting. He had beach or tasso waiting for him.
He was trying to lure in some toting.
Yeah, with the arrogance. Talking about he got a business. He got a... I was in the military. This man had like 25 jobs.
This nigga ain't
but with an Amazon jacket on.
Don't do that.
Nah, all respect. Listen, I love Bezos. I order from Amazon all the time. I'm a loyal Amazon customer.
Me too.
But he was on, and I was saying, why is he playing pool with his Amazon jacket on?
His word, the whole vest.
Yeah, he looked like he needed shape up too.
Yeah, it was looking a little.
Who told him to take it off?
It was looking a little beady bead in the
no,
back.
No, I was telling Durag. I was like,
no,
yo,
what? Somebody told him to take it off before he goes to LA. Yeah, he was like, why?
I was like, yo, you might want to take off your jacket before you go to the thing. You know what I mean? Like,
nah. The cherry on top was when he was walking out, and Dovi was like, good luck with the team.
That was
bad.
Good luck with that.
Because it was like, it was friendly but super sarcastic. Like, good luck with the thing, my man.
Whichever one. Whichever one.
Because it sounded so funny. I'm like, yo. He was
just trying to lure in one of the.
Yeah, one of the women.
Yeah, one of the patrons.
We were the only.
only dogs. Y'all was the only dogs. Yeah. Keep it 100. Y'all was the only
dogs. Yeah, to be honest, we was, shit.
That's a fact.
But
Mr. Amazon was definitely very cocky and arrogant and. He came off as a liar as well, because he was saying too much. Too loud.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's like, you don't.
And the more drinks he had, the worse he got.
Yes. And it's like, yo.
That's what. And he came.
Or he came back to him about his drink was too strong. I wanted to be like, you pussy.
He said his drink was too strong?
Yeah. He came back. He was like, oh, my drink is too strong.
So what the fuck he wanted? That?
You can't have all that bravado and cocky and arrogance and complain about your drink being too strong, bitch. What's wrong with you? He was beating his chest like King Kong for like half an hour.
Facts.
Then complained that his little drink is too strong.
I ain't never went to a bar and got a drink and said, yo, this drink is too strong.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Usually women do that. Like,
I ain't never. While
he was drinking, you remember?
Yeah, it was tequila, Coke.
Yep. Tequila and Coke?
Mm-hmm. Espanol, right? That shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then he said that shit is too strong. First, you're drinking a potent tequila. And, nigga, ain't this what you pay for? Like, didn't you come to a bar to drink?
We were definitely people watching tonight, though, for sure. Because then the other guy was freaking hella cheap. Didn't want to buy one drink so he could get quarters to play pool. Mm. Giving Hulk a hard time. And we like, all that just to get a shot. The freaking drinks in there are cheap and good.
And he never came back after that 20 that he spent.
Yeah. Like,
and he didn't even spend the whole 20.
Hulk was having a hard time with him just to get one drink. Right. Like, he kept arguing down, like, that he shouldn't have to get a drink or shot to get quarters to play pool. He's like, yo, this is a bar. Like,
right.
And my thing was, too, like, if you go to this establishment all the time and you know this establishment's rules, then
Follow the rules.
Okay, yeah.
Bring your own quarters.
Bring your own fucking quarters, nigga. Like, it's that fucking
right,
simple.
Right, because it's not like a token or anything.
Yeah, it's that fucking simple. Like, you obviously come to this establishment often. He already told you that he saw you last week and explained the same exact fucking rules. Showed you the fucking sign that says bring your own fucking money.
Nah, the way they had the sign at the door, I was like, that's a horrible place for this. Like, yeah. You gotta put that sign by the pool table. That sign is by the jukebox.
No. That sign is up.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? And he told him already. Like, yo, we don't do that. You know what I mean? I already explained. Dude, don't make my job harder than what it needs to be. Yeah. Like, and, like, dude, just come with a fucking roll of quarters from the laundromat or some or the bank. My
they do that in Connecticut? They give you a roll of quarters?
Who?
Connecticut, the state of Connecticut.
What the fuck you mean?
The state of Connecticut. Does it provide you with a roll of quarters?
Why would they give you a roll of quarters?
Cause you've been out of New York too long, man. What you mean?
We go to the bank and we be like, yo, I need like $100 in quarters, and you give them $100 bill.
Yeah, they give you the little rolls.
That's what we're trying to ask you, nigga.
Do they give you that out here? Like, let's say the laundromat.
Yeah, oh, yeah, of course. It's the same everywhere.
All right, cool, okay. Cool.
I don't know how the things
everywhere.
Work.
Relax.
So it's not the same everywhere. Y'all turn on red lights here. We don't do that.
Word, we don't do that in New York.
Shut up.
That's illegal. That's
yo,
a ticket.
Dory has officially been crowned. Throw Demon, we love you, Don Toretto.
Ooh.
But Dory is officially the Dom
Toretto.
Toretto.
Ah, sure, that's crazy.
Air Force One.
This girl. Wicked,
bro.
Yo, you had my whole spirit like looking at me like, yo, you know it's about to be over, right?
Yo, Durag was acting like he was on a plane and there was hella turbulence the way
what
he was clenching the back of my seat. Like,
are you
<laughs> <laughs> like this dude acting like the plane
but
was going
what
down.
What was so bad about it?
My nigga, you was tailgating so much. I'm like, yo, does this girl believe in brakes?
It like, was the tailgating.
She's too
speeding.
Close, too fast. And, like, if this nigga tap his brakes a little bit and slow down at any point, we are finished.
I was good. Listen, I was good, but it was funny.
She said, listen, I just
let
switched lanes.
Exactly. That is exactly it.
And then she, yo, then
all
she
I did
gave
was switch lanes because everybody was driving so fucking slow,
nah,
and I just really
God.
Needed to be home.
Yo,
I wanted to go
and
home.
Then the cars would move out of her way, and then she was loving that. She was getting turned on. She was getting turned on by that. She was like, I love when they get out of my way.
Yo, I felt the whole car go like a 10 miles per hour faster once a car
nah,
moves
she was
out of her
she
way.
Was like Letty out there for
yo,
sure.
She was dead.
You was the entire cast in one. You was the entire Fast and Furious
all
cast.
About the family, right?
Oh, it was all about the family. That was all about the family. She was trying to get the family back,
you know,
to
the safe place.
Back to the safe place.
That. You did that though.
Oh
nah,
my God,
but,
that's right. We were like we.
Nah, but you was really. A couple times you was really wilding though.
Yo, I'm telling you, dude, I was acting like he was in turbulence.
Yo, and I'm one of those drivers. I like to, you know, I like to switch and, you know, dish and dash and, but I'm like, yo, she's too
fast. I hardly ever do that.
Too fast. And that, even, you know, Jordy was saying that, like, yo, I ain't never seen
yeah,
you
they,
drive
were,
like
they was
this.
Having an anxiety attack back
everybody
there.
Everybody in the back was like, yo, what is happening?
I was good in the front. I was just getting choked by the. The seatbelt, but I was good.
Asphyxiation. Like.
Cause of death. Asphyxiation of seatbelt.
Well, but did you die?
No.
That's what all drivers say.
I was like, but did you die? You good? All right. But we out of here.
Listen, I consider myself one of the safest drivers.
How long you've been driving?
Since I was 21.
Okay, so solid 15, 16 years.
Damn,
yeah.
I don't know.
That could be anywhere between 15 and 16.
Clean up our 7.
365 whole days there I gave in between.
Yo. Yeah, I don't even remember what we were talking about, bro.
But she is a good driver, though.
She is.
Oh, I was saying that I consider myself, you know, one of the safest drivers. Because for the most part, I follow all the traffic rules. I literally drive like a grandma, bro.
What grandma are we talking about?
Who? Who's grandma?
Who's grandma? Are we talking about like abuela, 70-year-old grandma? Or are we talking about these 30-year-old grandmas nowadays?
Say that.
No.
Which one?
I'm just saying. Jasmine even said it, that I always drive like a grandma.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah,
when your 19-year-old daughter is also in the back with anxiety about your driving.
Talk about, I ain't never seen her drive like this.
I wanted to go home.
Listen, I don't know. I found all of this after we got here safely, but they was having a meeting back there about your driving.
In the back seat. And all that.
Yo, I think I might have smelled some sage. They had the holy water back there, all types of shit.
It was not easy going ride. Like,
it was a little bumpy.
It was a little turbulent. You know what I mean?
She had to get that. Sorry, guys. The car. I got a little too close to the car ahead of me.
He didn't want to move, so I had to make him.
I had to turn the seatbelt sign on. Make sure you buckle your seatbelts. And thank you for flying air, Vanessa.
And if you need some air, just open the window before you open the window for your neighbor. Open the window for yourself.
Before you open the window for your neighbor.
No, you can't help others if you don't help yourself.
No, but for sure, Durag got the bubble guts back there.
Yeah, dead ass, like, yo, I ain't never been. Yo, I was dead ass back there, like holding on to the side. I kept trying to like go like this, and your joint ain't on the top. You know, your hand away on the top. So I just kept like hitting the light, and I'm like, oh, and then I would grab the handle. Yo,
he was sweating underneath that durag.
You had me nervous back then. I ain't even gonna lie a little bit. Oh, I was dead ass like watching you drive through the side in the back.
You might have to redo your 5-hour course, boy. Yeah, I don't know.
Defensive driving. Well, you need one of those. I would tell you that much. Oh, but
all right, yeah.
That was fun though. You got to stay safe, so thank you. I appreciate you.
And I drove around with you guys all day today.
Yes, you did. You've got us around.
That was normal.
Well, it's
or was
also
that reckless, too?
What's normal anyway?
It's you also driving mostly in a neighborhood.
That you were a residential area.
A residential area where speeding is not necessarily allowed. So your down throw red O-A's were not acceptable.
Yeah, it went down a couple of miles per hour.
Yeah.
It was fun, though. And thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you know we got to roast you, though. Me and Durag been cooking all weekend.
Right. Yo, let me tell you.
They sick of us.
Let me tell
you. They sick of us.
Let me tell y'all. This week, I don't know what the fuck it was, but my kids decided that, like, I was a terrible mother.
Wow. Oh, they were cooking you, too.
Yo, yeah, the kids were cooking me. Y'all, like, I'm like, what the fuck? It was not my week, okay?
It just happens. Like, you know, sometimes.
Kids were kidding.
Sometimes the stars align differently.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Please
don't do that. We're also in Aries season, which is very chaotic.
Don't do that. Don't do that. All right.
For the most part, Aries are very chaotic.
They really are.
Yeah. But that's kid shit. I mean, I guess, you know what's funny? I was actually thinking about that to myself. I was like, damn. I wonder if as a parent, like when your kids say that, do you feel like discouraged as a mom?
Yeah.
Even though in reality, kids are just kids. They're going to say shit. They don't really understand that their words can be hurtful.
It still
too.
Fucks with your head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those are important.
It still fucks with your head because it's like you're doing your best, but there's something that they're not happy with or satisfied or, you know, where they feel like maybe you're not putting as much effort. And yeah, I don't know. Maybe I just overthink things. But for me personally,
yeah.
I forgot.
No, I had that. I had that.
That train left the station just now.
Yeah, I heard it. I saw it leaving. But it's a train. I'm not going to try to stop it. So I'm like, fuck it. It goes. What we going to do? When one goes, another one's coming.
No, but the way she tried to exit that shit mad smoothly. But yeah.
Yeah, she was backing up out of the room like, it's gone. The thought is gone. Every time Dory is on this podcast, you will understand more and more why she is nicknamed Dory.
Word.
So she lives up to her name for sure. But yeah, that was just a thought I had to myself after. Cause you know, I was kind of feeling what your frustration and you I want to say wear it well, for lack of a better way to say it. But yeah, I was like, damn, I wonder if that's, you know, frustrating and I know it's frustrating, but it's discouraging as a parent.
Right. So let me explain to you what happens to me. It's discouraging, it's hurtful, it's like, and like you said, like how I, like you don't show it, so it stays in. Mm-hmm. And then that turns into anxiety and, you know, fucking all this nervousness or whatever you call it. Because you're not doing it to them, like you're not releasing with them.
Yeah,
and so your body takes that stress and turns it into fucked up shit.
You hide it very well, because there are times when you're going through it, and she'll have a smile on her face, and she's telling me she's going through it, and I'm like, I'm having a hard time believing that she's going through it, like, because she's smiling at me right now. No, for real, but I can see it in your eyes. Yeah. Your eyes don't lie, you can see it.
See your soul.
Yeah, I'm an open book, guys.
Feel free to DM Dory.
What?
I said, feel free to DM Dory. What else? What else you guys want to talk about this weekend, this night? The lack of respect of the Connecticut men? Or not, but they was from New York, no?
They said they was from New York.
They were acting like they were from New York. That's Brooklyn behavior.
Like New York.
Brooklyn behavior.
No, I was actually very shocked.
And the worst part of Brooklyn, too, because they was acting bad.
Yeah. I was honestly very shocked. Because I'm like, wow, the fact that man could be
so brazen.
Yeah.
My man, we went to this little area where it was like a little good photo op area and shit or whatever. So we was over there taking pictures. And while I'm taking pictures of Haiti, some dudes just like pull up and... Because it was not there when we got there.
They were walking to the car.
That I do know. They were not there when we got there. So we started taking pictures and shit, whatever. And they're like, what he said? Oh, I'll pay for that. Or some shit.
He said,
like
whatever
that.
You selling that. Yeah. But they were already like doing
already
the whole.
And hollering. Yeah. Like, yo, you know what I mean? Like, I'm some immature, like, dumb shit. You know what
immature
I mean?
Man shit.
Worse. Yo, we're conducting a professional podcast over here, so, like, your little munchies is going to have to wait till the end of the show.
Yeah, munching. What's going on?
I'm munching.
No, don't worry. This is a professional podcast we conduct. Oh,
fine.
All right?
They're keeping me away from my favorite popcorn.
From her snacks. She's trying to snack now.
So, they was definitely very brazen and just spewing... dumb shit in the air, whatever. And it's like, dude, if I really had something on me and I was one of those dudes, like, this shit goes left.
Because it wasn't even in a respectful manner.
It wasn't.
It was really on some disrespectful damn, shit. She thick. Like, saying crazy
fast
stuff. Yeah. And he's there taking pictures of me.
I'm like, yo, I could be her man right now. And, like.
Mm-hmm. So when he said, whatever you selling, I'm buying.
That's where I had it.
That's when he was like, she's not selling anything.
Selling nothing here.
Ain't nobody selling nothing. And then he came, he's all, my bad. I don't know if that's your shorty or whatever.
Yeah, no, I mean, no disrespect. No, no, you really did. Like, that was disrespectful. That was disrespectful, my nigga. Yeah. Like, but let's do what we got to do to get up out of this fucking situation before I'm the one who.
And then they all started coming up.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, nah, you know, I got a barbershop and this and that.
Right.
And it opens in February 21st.
February 31st.
February 31st. February?
Yeah.
That's because it ain't never going to happen.
It ain't never happening.
February. Ain't
never had a barbershop.
Yeah. Just talking to talk.
But that's how I knew that they was not really from New York. They probably spent some time in New York. Mm-hmm. But they was not from New York, because niggas in New York don't give it up like that.
Yeah, they were highly disrespectful.
Not with a girl.
Like, and I felt like at the same time, they were trying to test to see, like, what you know what I'm saying? What type of man you with? Like, is he a punk ass?
That's
like,
what I'm saying. If I was one of those dudes and I had something on me, then shit goes left real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And now what? I'm the bad guy or whatever. I gotta go to jail and this, that, and third. Because,
for us, just innocently,
you know,
just taking pictures
just
there.
Just taking pictures because you want to be disrespectful, and there's a couple of y'all and there's only one of me. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know what I mean? I'm feeling threatened and disrespected and my ego's bruised.
But he already
so
has seen
so
the
forth.
Way you responded when you were like, yo,
that's
nobody's
changed,
selling
that's
nothing.
That's what changed the vibe.
Cause he said, and then I told y'all, yo, just stop. Like, just...
Yeah, because I was like, yo, ain't nobody selling nothing over here. And then that's when they started, like, getting closer. And I was just like, you know what? We just going to handle this face on. Like, whatever happens, happens. But ain't nobody selling nothing over here. And if you don't accept that, then we could do whatever. We could get it shaken.
At least the couple was respectful. Shit.
Yeah, word. Oh, word. Talk about the couple. They was... that was kind of dope, though.
They did a U-turn just to come back.
We was doing pictures in the middle of the street. You know what I mean? We trying to get, you know, content over everything and shit. So we did they did the U-we. They saw us in the street. We was taking pictures, and they actually stopped the car and, like, let us take the pictures and shit. They were like, nah, do your thing, this and third. And then they got out, and... and then shit went a little shit went a little crazy, but
I think they were trying to take me.
They literally stopped the traffic over here, Haiti.
I think they were trying to take me home.
They was definitely trying to take you home. And right in front of me. And this is what I'm saying. This is
That's
different.
How you know they get down like that, because she's letting her man talk crazy.
Crazy like that. Yes. And that's what I'm saying. This is a difference in like New York people, and yo, you can't do that in New York, yo. You cannot bust a U-E, hop out, you and your girl on my joint.
They hopped out their car.
Yo, hop out the car and then approach shorty like, you fat ass. Excuse me, my nigga. Again, if I got it on me and I'm that type of dude, shit goes left real fast. Don't. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, now I'm starting to understand.
Were you giving off prosty vibes?
I don't know what vibe I was giving.
Pictures, bro.
All I did was take pictures.
Yo, bro, we was just
and
they
was
taking
just like,
pictures.
I felt like, oh my God, I don't like attention. Like they, I don't like that. I don't like attention, period.
It's like they don't see her kind often. Per se.
What's my kind?
I mean,
you have an ass.
Dick, you know what I mean? Like, because that's what everybody kept saying. You got fat ass. Like, yo, y'all niggas never seen fat ass? Y'all niggas never seen a thick Spanish girl? Like, but then again, this is different between states.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, they probably see it, but it varies.
I don't know.
I don't know what that was about,
but I was like, what the hell? Back to back, like Drake.
We have it in abundance in New York. Out here, probably a little different. So, when they do see it, they get a little extra excited because they don't get that, you know what I mean, often. So, I do understand.
She was like,
that.
Oh, you see how she put her foot down? Like, I'm like, that's New York. Right. What you mean?
That's regular.
But that's how we stand out,
that's
though,
Tuesday.
Wherever we go. And I always say this, when I used to live here in Connecticut, in New Britain, all the time. I was probably maybe like 17, 18 or whatever. People used to tell me, they used to be like, oh, you're not from here. And I'm like, what you mean? They used to be like, we could tell you from New York. And I'm like, by what? They're like, everything. How you talk, how you dress, how you walk, how you talk, how everything in about you says New York.
They know that.
I'm like, oh, okay.
That's kind of intimidating.
So that's kind of, I guess that's the vibe you give off. Like, I don't know, like New York women.
Not that they don't like New York women. They like New York
women. I said, yeah. So I said they like New York women. They definitely or something.
Like New York women. They just don't know how to handle.
Nah, but the.
Or approach a New York.
Whatever woman. She was to him, she was looking high, don't girl.
What, the joint that.
Yeah, you saw her body?
Yeah, it was. She was a butter face, but.
Nah, she was cute. She was cute. You bugging. You was not looking at her.
I was right in her face, bro.
She was cute and she had a nice body.
I mean she wasn't.
Dude had to tone down, right. Though. In that situation, you got to tone down.
I guess I was just like, you know, it's just not my cup of tea.
Basically. Okay, I guess,
know
what I mean? Yeah.
So I guess I look at it like that. You know, I don't want to say she was ugly and shit or whatever.
Nah, this not your cup of tea, right?
Yeah, just not, you know. I like coffee.
But even if they were, let's say, for example, they were trying to bag either one of us, like the women. Mm-hmm. He was so aggressive.
Too aggressive.
For that type of situation. Like, you got to let her lead. Yeah. You got to let her lead with that shit. He was more aggressive than her.
Yeah. Right. He was so aggressive that my man was talking and spit his gum out.
Yeah, he was like, look, you got me spitting my gum out. Relax.
Oh, like, my goodness.
You didn't see that?
No.
Yeah, he was talking and his gum came out of his mouth. Like,
because I was with Shani.
Oh. He was like, look, you got me
my gum. With the art.
He was like, you got me spitting my gum out. I'm like, yo. And then he was like, but what kind of content you shooting? Like, what you doing? And I'm like, oh, I'm a podcast, you know, whatever. Why wasn't it me a podcast? Like, yo.
They ain't even give a fuck about it either. Like, yeah. Come with me over here.
No.
Yeah. But he did take us to the spot that we ended up eventually getting into the.
And getting more sexually harassed.
He led us to sexual harassment alley.
Yeah, we ran into friendly sexual harassment, and then we ran into like real aggressive sexual harassment. Like, how the fuck I get sexually harassed in like 15 minutes? Time Word. Like that.
So yeah, we over here, see, look, this is how fucked up our heads is. Like, we like, yo, we had a great night, and we probably did have a great night, but look how many fucked up situations we had in this great night. We had night.
A baby Dharma.
That's crazy.
Arrogant Amazon.
Oh yeah.
And the sexual
Deviants
of the streets of Bridgeport. But it was a great night.
But it was. We had some fucking fun.
But we've gone through worse shit in the streets of New York.
And then we came back and look, now we potting.
Now we potting at
content over everything.
4:57 in the morning. I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to wrap this up. People are waking up right now, and we going to bed.
And we going to bed. I mean,
wraps up a great weekend. I had a great weekend with you guys. It was definitely.
Also, this is the first time I've seen you.
That I've hung out with you like this.
I hung out, spent time with each other, and. In a few months. It was definitely great.
It was great. It was a great weekend. Had a blast.
We ain't had to lose the drone drone.
Anyway, so, yeah, that's how we're going to end the episode. Guys, thank you again for tuning in to another episode of Ladies Pitch Podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, review the podcast on all streaming platforms. You already know on Instagram at Ladies Pitch and on Twitter, Pitch718. Also on YouTube at Ladies Pitch. So where you can find a podcast, you will find the Ladies Pitch podcast there. My ladies, remember, you deserve to be happy and fuck disrespectfully, not sexually harassed. This is your favorite mommy, Haiti Baby, signing out.
Bye.
Come on. This is the Durag Daddy, emphasis on all of these, also known as a BBW ambassador. You already know, nigga. We outta here.
Peace.